Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Accese suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Virtues are a good thing. Yes, and if we want to go home quicker, more assured, then we should practice the original heavenly melody and energy and light so that we can be transported by it quickly home.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic or Loxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Wie geht es Ihnen? Means how are you in German, the official language of Liechtenstein. My name is Marlon. You have touched the hearts of the people of Liechtenstein through your determination to make the world a better place for our animal friends by following a compassionate and sustainable plant-based diet. The Principality of Liechtenstein, one of the smallest countries in the world, is located in the Central Alps between Austria and Switzerland. With just over 38,000 inhabitants, Liechtenstein is a constitutional monarchy ruled by His Serene Highness Prince Hans Adam II. This peaceful nation prefers neutrality and has not had an army since 1868. Liechtenstein's terrain ranges from rugged mountains to forests, foothills, and a wide plain that borders the Great Rhine River. Despite its small size, Liechtenstein is home to a large, wide variety of plants and wildlife, hundreds of which are native. The Principality has also taken special care to preserve wetland areas where the balance of life is more delicate. Liechtenstein also makes good green use of its abundant sunshine and has received the top award from Europe's Solar Superstate Prize for its solar energy implementation. Historical landmarks in Liechtenstein include fairy tale castles such as Vaduz, a symbol of the capital city. Originally built in the 12th century, Vaduz Castle is now home to the royal family. Other landmarks of Liechtenstein include historic sites and museums such as the Treasure Chamber, containing both art exhibits and dazzling displays of royal gifts and crown jewels. We were pleased to share a glimpse of fascinating Liechtenstein with you, cheerful viewers. We wish you lovely days immersed in happiness and spiritual bliss. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters. such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion. She lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 2 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
One time, the Buddha went away somewhere, not his usual surrounding, and he saw one man doing business, and they were having a talk, and then the Buddha recognized that this person is so virtuous. He said, "Oh, how can you be so good like this?" He said, "Well, he heard that there is a Buddha teaching somewhere." He didn't know him. That you as human should be benevolent, be good, be righteous, be fair, like that. So I live accordingly. I just hope one day I will see the Buddha. So the Buddha said, "You are good enough already. You don't need the Buddha." And then he said, "You don't need me." Of course, it's a different thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Virtues are a good thing. Yes, and if we want to go home quicker, more assured, then we should practice the original heavenly melody and energy and light so that we can be transported by it quickly home. Because we could also go by bicycle to go from America and then hitchhike in a ship or something and go to Europe. Okay, fine. It takes a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. And lucky you have a ship even. But if you have an aeroplane, you can afford it. Just go. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Half a day, you'll be in Europe.
Yeah.
Or more or less. Yeah, depends on where you are, of course. So this Kuan Yin method that we are practicing is the aeroplane for you.
Yes, Master.
In fact, it's even an UFO because not many people have it. We heard about it, but we don't have it. But you have it.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Master.
So if we are not here for sinners, what are we here for? As monks and nuns. Yeah, so I'm trying to help whomever I can in my capacity, if they let me.
Thank you, Master.
Yes, that's the way we should be, as a human to each other even.
Yes.
When I was married, my former husband asked me, "In Buddhism, do you have to pay tax?" I said, "What? No, we don't. If you want to offer something, feel willingly, In German, they say freiwillig, means free will, free willingly. Okay, if you want to offer it with your respect or love to any monks and nuns or the temple, you may do it. But there's no obligation, no tax.
Right.
He said, because he's Christian, he has to pay a lot of tax to the church. I say, what for? You don't have to. He said, if you don't pay, then when you're dying, the priest will not come and pray for you.
Wow.
I said, my God, is that a business? I said, in Buddhism, we don't have to. So he told me, Buddhism is quite cool. He liked it. He liked it. So he doesn't mind I have an altar in our home. Yeah, he doesn't mind me reciting sutra very loud and all that. I'm not sure if the neighbors mind or not, but he doesn't. And he always willing to take me to any temple to see my teachers, yeah, my monks and nuns, anytime. He always comes along.
Wow.
Yeah, and very respectful to them. And also when I invited monks and nuns to our little home, he never said anything.
Yes.
He just accepts that, and is very respectful. Even though he is Christian and he never studied one word of Buddhism. And I never translated anything. Unless he asked something and I say this and that and that. Okay, I knew nothing anyway much. What can I say? I just say the Buddha said this, the Buddha said that.
Yeah.
So now, where were we? Tell me.
We're here for the sinners.
Ah, we're here for the sinners, yes. Even ordinary people. There was one story like this. There was one person. She's selling fish. And there's one person who wants to buy the fish from her. And the person said, I will go away while you kill the fish and clean it up for me, make it ready. So when I come home, I will do it because I don't want to kill. It will be a sin. So the fish seller said, oh, I sell a lot of fish every day. I'm very sinful. So one more doesn't matter. Just give it to me. I will do it for you. Because the customer asked if she would do it for her.
Yes.
Otherwise, she cannot kill the fish. She bought a live fish, you know, sometimes people sell live fish.
Yes.
So it's, oh, I'm very sinful already, just one more won't hurt me, I will do it for you. And I will take whatever left over sin for you from this fish.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe that fish seller, she doesn't understand what hell is. She did not think there is a consequence, so she just said like that. But who knows? Even if you can say like that, at least you think inside already.
Yes.
Right.
The thought maneuvers the speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So at least that person has a good heart. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So even if I don't have the authority to bless any, I don't do any wedding stuff anyway. But if I can, I bless them from God. From God Almighty, immense loving kindness, forgiveness, and always there for his children, no matter what.
Yes, yes,
thank you, Master.
Children will always do things wrong.
Yes.
Parents will always have to forgive.
Yes, Master.
Yes.
And that's how we make peace in the world.
Yes, yes, Master.
I don't want to offend anyone, but that's the way I think. My humble opinion I can express because we are in the free world and we can express our opinion.
Right, right.
Okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
Do you feel satisfied with my answer or not yet?
Absolutely, Master, yes.
Wonderful. Then I'm happy that I can be of help.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you for your wonderful explanation.
Okay, my love. Any other questions? I think you have quite a few, right? You told me about 10 or something.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, tell
Master, me. Master, why are there so many sex scandals involving the clergy and Christianity? Why don't they do more to stamp these terrible acts out from within the church?
Oh, dear. You asked the wrong person. But I guess I could express my opinion for you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Between us, we can say anything.
Yes.
And
yes,
other
Master.
People, whoever don't want to hear it, just plug their ears. Or don't watch. I guess is that, you know, like, in Buddhism, we don't often hear of that. Pali, any, right?
No, Master.
Buddhist monks and monastery and Buddhist nuns rarely hear anything.
Right.
No, Master.
The reason, maybe because they are more strict, and the Buddhist monks and nuns, they realize what they're doing.
Yes.
They fear karma.
Yes.
The reason may be that in the Bible, many of the karmic consequences have been cut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't say there's a consequence a lot. But in Buddhism, for example, it explains very, very detailed and far, far, far to the horizon about consequences of what and what and what and what. The Buddha even tells you which kind of business is meritorious, which kind of business is bringing you to hell.
Yes.
Because the Buddha lived long. Our Lord Jesus, he lived only 33-something years, according to the history.
Yes. Yes.
But he lived again. He went to Kashmir. I went to see his tomb and his assistants. Supposed to be, according to legend, I did pay respect in Kashmir.
Yes, Master.
But then the Lord was more in hiding.
Yes, Master.
Yes.
Because maybe he knew that the time was not favorable for such a high teaching,
mm-hmm.
for such a pure love, like the one that he had for the humans and other beings on this planet.
Yeah.
People will not understand that kind of love.
Right.
The same nowadays also. Very difficult for the people to understand and to accept something which is new or seems to be new to them, even though the Lord has preached nothing new. Anything that's passing down from ancient time until now is not new, just that people think it's new. Because there is a difference between the life explanation of the holy books, yeah, and just reading the passage, the phrases in it, or the words in it. That's the difference.
Yes,
because
yes,
the master always understands more than ordinary people.
Yes.
And the clergy class of the church or the temples.
Yes, Master.
And I think the diet has something to do with it also.
Yes.
The meat and the wine,
yes,
which the Christians can drink and eat freely. And that doesn't help them to temper the inner fleshly desire of humans that we are made with, that we are installed inside without our consent even. You're born, that's it, and you're a man. And then you will desire a woman, mostly. Or you desire another man. And this hormone inside just makes you like that, makes you crazy also. So if you don't have a very profound teaching and a solid ground, a set of rules or regulations emphasized again and again, and then you don't have a true goal in your mind, then it's difficult to control the chemical inside your body that make you thirst. It should be more emphasized.
Yes.
So thirst, you remember the story of Ananda. He was bewitched by the powerful incantation,
yes,
the most powerful in the world, to seduce him by a most beautiful woman. He cannot control himself, but he can pray to Buddha to come and help him.
Yes.
He still knows that is no. That is not the thing that he should do with a woman. Should not be with any woman. Because the Buddha emphasized that if you're a monk, you look only 1 meter ahead of you.
Yes.
So you can see if any insect that you don't step on them only, you don't look left, you don't look right, you don't look at anybody. And they take 250 precepts as a monk, as a high priest or high nun. Because Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni, they are higher order of monks, not the novice.
Yes, Master.
And they vow to keep it, or they would defrock and go out and, you know, be like ordinary people again.
Yeah. Yes.
If they feel the urge to do that, then they honestly will defrock themselves or tell their master that I cannot stay.
Yes, Master.
Some of my so-called nuns and monks also, they do that. They say they cannot stay. They have to go out, and then they're married and have children and all that.
Yes, Master.
Even St. Paul doesn't accuse them. They say, if you can, then stay single like me. If not, then you can marry, yes. Because all the saints understand the weakness of humans. and the chemical makeup of their bodies.
Yes, Master.
There are truly no sinners in this world, according to what I'm thinking.
Right.
Because they are only victims. There are victims, victims and victims, victims everywhere.
Yes, Master. Yes.
Victims of ignorance, victims of the makeup of their own physical body that is before they were born already.
Yes, Master.
Lucky viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix Part 2 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age Part 141, The Return of the King, on Words of Wisdom right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your diligent daily meditation bring you closer to the divine.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.